This is Twit.
All right, so this is the virtual reality headpiece that requires a Note 4.
Gear VR. It goes over the top of the head.
Innovation edition.
That's the first time I've ever heard a beautiful orchestral sting, and then this thing appears. It looks like a prosthetic device of some kind.
Gear VR, especially for innovative consumers.
Oh, it's just hard. It's just hard to take this seriously.
She's totally putting that on. Okay.
Next new level.
So all you need to do is
now,
put your Note 4
Is it augmented reality? Can I see the world? Can I walk around?
Now you're ready to go anywhere.
No, but apparently you can see. Oh, it is augmented reality.
There's something like. Well, I'm seeing behind me.
It should be because
it is augmented reality. So it's using the camera on the phone.
Whoever said that voice. I've got a couple of acrobats.
So it's superimposing onto her view. So you could wear this walking around.
Because I can turn around now.
I don't know that.
And they're carrying on. I mean, it's incredible.
Two words.
So what you're seeing
projectile
is 360
vomit.
Degree virtual reality just by turning your head.
It's keeping
it's
up
like
with my
there.
Movements as well. There's absolutely no lag. The screen is amazing.
You know, Google did demonstrate something like this with their cardboard. So make it nice. But you do slide the phone into it, much like cardboard. And it's interesting that it's using the camera so that you are seeing the world. You could, in theory, walk around with this.
And same with cardboard. The camera was exposed in the cardboard open source model.
Oh, it was?
It was.
Oh, okay.
And it requires app developers for that. But cardboard worked with any Android phone. This works with a tiny number of phones.
Only one, the 4.
Yeah.
And because the Note 4 is housed inside the Gear VR, you get to have an untethered virtual reality.
Absolutely. I mean, it looks brilliant.
Again.
I agree. It's so stylish. It wouldn't
kudos to Samsung for making this.
Did she just get so stylish?
Yes.
She did say
stylish.
That.
Well, there's going to be a Swarovski version of this.
Come on.
I'm making it up.
There has to be.
Well, it's great. And, of course, as you mentioned, in order for people
that was the deal.
Enjoy,
we'll let you put bangles on everything else if you just bangle this.
Really smoothly, without delay or any latency.
By the way, they did not mention a price on the new Galaxy.
No, they did not.
Super accuracy sensor into the Gear VR. It dramatically reduces the processing time to turn motion into pictures. And it processes at a tremendous speed of less than 20 milliseconds. At that rate, latency isn't
this
noticed.
Is the geek version
you
of the chastity
get that comfortably rich VR content delivered.
Birth control goggles.
It's certainly birth
control. It's certainly kept up with me. And
hi.
Rarely
how are
you see something that you just know is the future of tech, but this is it. And I think
I don't think so.
The Note 4 screen in here is absolutely incredible, because another thing that a VR headset must have
this
is
where she's earning her money,
isn't it?
It sure is. And because even though there's no delay in processing content, the focus will be disrupted if the display resolution is low.
Yeah.
But that's not a problem with Gear VR, because we adopted Super AMOLED, which is the key for providing quad HD VR.
It is a 1440 display on your face.
With Gear VR, you'll be able to enjoy a high resolution
and you know the good thing is nobody's going to say how big your phone is when you're wearing that.
Right, that's right.
Standing 2 meters away from a 175-inch mega screen.
Wow.
You're 2 meters away from a 175-inch display.
You know, I don't actually have a wall in my flat that's 175 inches, so
nobody cares about your flat.
For me. If I just take this now,
Rachel,
and
that's
test
really
it back
nice
at home,
to know. But we'll be taking care of the Gear VR. Thank you.
Oh, she wanted it.
But of course, we didn't get there alone with this great capability. We had a great partner. Please welcome to the stage.
Oculus.
Chief Technology Officer of Oculus.
Yeah.
John Carmack.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what the Oculus technology, though, is in this, right? I mean, they're using the Note.
It's the phone. This is basically a headset that you put your phone
in. I'm really excited to finally be able to talk about this. It's been a secret project for too long. So I've dedicated the last year of my life to making the best mobile VR system possible, and I'm really proud of what we've been able to accomplish so far. So a completely mobile VR is a magical thing. You can pick it up and take it with you. You can put it on
again, that is a very good point, that you could walk out the door and walk around with this.
But no,
why
shouldn't?
Problem to do well.
But you
we
could.
We bring a lot of different technologies to bear on this. So one of the biggest ones is
it's good
Samsung
to see an actual geek
AMOLED
on stage here.
Yeah.
Unlike an LCD panel, which can take 10 or 20 milliseconds to change
nice t-shirt.
Pixel state, the
it's
Super
Camo
LEDs
come on,
can
this is
turn
Germany.
On and off almost instantly.
People
that's
dress nicely in Germany.
This is NSA t-shirt.
And then turn it off a fraction of a frame later, which lets us kill motion blur.
So now, somebody's saying that they have always used note displays. I don't. Is that the case in the Oculus?
What level of graphics we would be able to render at the consistent.
The original Oculus
yeah,
was 720p.
You know,
but
actually,
Samsung's gotten us very low-level access to the hardware platform here, and this has enabled us to develop an innovative software architecture that can continue to maintain smooth, accurate updates from the head tracking, even when the system is actually overloaded.
It's interesting. So this is really so where Oculus is going, is the underlying software
is the
technology,
time that it takes
not the
from
hardware.
Some motion of your head until the time that updated light from the display
apparently iFixit said the
this
display
the
in the Oculus was...
latency.
From the Note,
this
so that's interesting.
Well, it's the exact same screen as the Samsung Galaxy Note 3, so
now, it's similar
same
to what's
supplier,
the phone,
I guess.
But that doesn't, it updates
yeah,
at five
sure.
times
well, maybe
the rate,
Samsung makes sense.
And it's calibrated to a much higher standard of accuracy.
Probably do, yeah.
Now, unlike a typical touch event that winds through the system through all sorts of different layers, we have a custom kernel driver that our sensor talks to that then talks to our app, cutting out
level.
A lot of middlemen along the way. Then our applications are run with a real-time scheduling priority. This means that if your email client decides to try to make an update in the middle while you're playing, it can't preempt the virtual reality threats, which is very important. We also have guaranteed clock rates, which is unusual in the mobile world, where clock rates are usually constantly fluctuated to optimize different things. But now developers can choose a specific rate and then optimize for it.
All this work for a peripheral to one
with
phone.
Multiple context-prioritized GPU threads. This means that the main world can be drawn at variable rates, while a second higher-priority thread is updating the screen in very quick response to the head-tracking inputs. This is very, very important for our critical, closing that loop of how you move to what you see. Now, the drawing is done to a completely unbuffered window. There's no page flipping going on here. We're racing the raster, drawing just ahead of the scan that's pulling it out to the Super AMOLED display. And then the display turns on and then turns off again quickly to kill the motion blur. The photons jump off the screen, bend through the lenses, make their way to your
eyes. Basically frame buffering.
And hopefully you say, wow, this is really impressive. Now, this is just the beginning. We have active technology work going on in all the different aspects here, and we are expecting to make continuous improvements as we go forward. But this is really a landmark first step. So thank you.
I'm wondering what Facebook's involvement is. Of course, they own Oculus.
Mm-hmm. John, at the time of acquisition, I'm sure this whole deal was well underway.
Mm-hmm. And even more delighted to be taking that first landmark step in this technology with you. Finding great partners is a large part of making that progress. Together, Oculus and Samsung have created, we think, the best mobile virtual reality experience, and we're really looking forward to bringing it to market with you. John,
in other words,
it's
way better than cardboard.
It's a great partnership that's allowed us to make this possible.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks, John.
Thanks, John. The Innovators Edition.
Much like Oculus Rift, the developers
today,
edition.
I really do love the Gear VR and the educational possibilities.
This is going to ship before Oculus VR.
As well. I mean, if you think about it, they're already training pilots using VR. So
Oculus
just think
Rift,
about the possibilities.
If you think about it,
when we
they're already
the
training pilots
one of these devices
VR.
In our own home.
So think about it.
Limitless.
That's,
I don't
want
to think about it.
That's one of our hopes, Rich. Yet, even with all this cutting-edge hardware and software, in reality, if you will, consumers want, need, and deserve exciting content. So without the content, there really is no experience.
So we'll be offering you a virtual movie theater of your very own.
Oh, brilliant.
The Oculus VR Cinema. Engaging virtual reality games and content you can enjoy in a full 360-degree experience. And just like the other Samsung products, we're investing in the mobile VR ecosystem to make sure that top-tier partners representing
Marvel.
A wide range of brands
IMAX.
Have great content in the areas of gaming, entertainment, experiential, and, of course, education. Through ongoing cooperation...
Jeff Needles points out this would be good on a long flight
with
VR.
Oculus and many other partners will keep working to provide
really
amazing
get
content
seasick.
For the Samsung Gear VR.